really hot outside today, guys. Okay, we're here. We're ready. The topic, okay, is going to be about how to be consistent at the right things. We're going to be writing everything down. And if you're listening to this on our podcast episode, this is going to be really good. Get your pen, get your paper, because we're going to get down to the root of why you haven't had success yet. Success in terms of results, okay? Because there's different types of success that you can have. There's big success, like monetary success, and then there's result-driven success, okay? And that's what's gonna get you to the money, okay? The money that you wanna see for yourself, okay? So, but before that, let's put things into perspective, okay? So, a lot of people tell me that success is hard, okay? And it's actually not that hard. If you put it in a perspective of it being in a simple way, a simple formula, because that's what it is. Success is a simple formula. You make a choice and you stay consistently committed to that choice. You make a decision, stay committed to that decision. That is the formula to success. Okay? Once you make that choice, once you make that decision and you start to stay consistently committed, eventually your vision will meet its reality. Okay? But the problem is that I see with a lot of people is people aren't consistent at the right things. Okay? And if you cannot be consistent in the right things, you cannot become a superstar. You cannot become successful in whatever you want to have success in, okay? So a lot of us, because we're in network marketing, we're on our stories, we preach, we motivate, we try to inspire. The thing is we are really good at talking about it. We're good at typing it out and creating these quotes and posting them. But are we good at living it? And I think that's something that I needed to realize when I was struggling to have success. I was saying all these things. I knew that I had to stay consistent. I was teaching other people how to stay consistent, but was I good at living it? And I think that's something that you guys should write down is asking yourselves every day, am I living what I'm showing on social media? Because if I was around you for 24 hours, right? What would you like to say about you? If I was around you for 24 hours, what would you like to say about you? What would show, right? And that's a part of being consistent. It's a lot of, you know, we go on social media, we talk about what we do and how, oh my God, it was such a productive day. But like, only you know what you did. So if you're lying to yourself at the end of the day, that's on you, okay? So some of you guys say I have a consistency problem as well too. I actually get this every time I put it in my NGLs. I get that. How do you stay consistent? The thing is, you don't have a consistency problem, okay? We're all consistent. We're all masters at being consistent at something. Okay, let me prove it to you guys. How many of you guys worked a job that you hate? How many of you guys worked a job that you hate? And you went in every single day. And if you do something every single day, does that mean you are consistent? Yeah. How many of you guys went to school for many years, every single day? You woke up, you went, hated it. You went to school. Some of us, we didn't like school. Some of us, we did the bare minimum in school, right? That means you're consistent, right? To my parents on here, okay, to my mommies and dads. How many of you guys change your baby's dirty diapers every single day and you don't like it? Just smells like doo-doo. But you still do it, right? So let me ask you this. If you can be consistent at the things that you do not like to do, then why can't you be be consistent at the things that you say you care about. You want to know why? Because you know if you don't do it, there's consequences. So you know if you don't show up at your job, you're not going to get paid. You're going to get fired. You won't make money. You know, if you don't change your baby's dirty diapers, what happens? Right? You understand vividly what's going to happen if you don't do these things. Now, the reason why you're not consistent at the things that you love is because you don't understand the cost of not doing it. Not to show up every day of your life. If you know that you aren't showing up for the things that you need to show up for, then I call those people selfish because the people around you need you. I actually talked about this last night on the MVP call, on our call that's like the most important call to be a part of, right? A lot of people don't apply pressure. A lot of people don't see themselves as the emergency contact to their family. So the pressure is not getting worse up, okay? The pressure is like literally nothing. There's pressure, okay? And that's why a lot of you guys don't do the things that you guys need to do because there's pressure. The people you love relied on you. There would be no choice. You tell yourself to snap out of your emotions, to snap out of your feminine side and get into masculine and get to work because there's no choice, right? So that's the thing, is like a lot of people don't put themselves in a position where they have to do this. They have to so that they can help their loved ones, right? Because a lot of people, they work a job, it's only for them. At the end of the day, if you wanted to just rely on yourself and not help out your loved ones, then just work a job, because that's what a job is. The job is for you to just rely on yourself. But when you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to make a lot of money, that's, entrepreneurs usually get involved in entrepreneurship because they want to help their loved ones, because they're sick and tired of seeing a loved one struggle, right? So let's see what I have here. So I don't believe that you were meant to settle, okay? To your heartbroken, to keep disappointing yourself. I don't think you guys are on this earth for that. I need you guys to stop complaining on the things you aren't willing to change, okay? Stop complaining on the things you aren't willing to change. What is the reason as to why you cannot settle? Drop it in the chat. What is the reason why you refuse to settle? You refuse to live this life. You refuse to let this reality be the rest of your reality for the next 20, 30, 40 years. What's the reason for that? Type it in the chat. What's the reason? My kids need more. Want to give myself the life I didn't have growing up in foster care. Beautiful. I need more freedom because of the woman my mother is, as a single parent, showed me not to retire my sister. I've never heard of that one before. It's usually like retire mom, retire dad. I love that. Retire my sister. What else? What's the reason why you will not settle? There's 37 of you guys on here. Because I know deep down I could possibly achieve more if I put in the work. Family and unhappy working this job. Okay. My dad didn't come from Cuba to see me live a struggle life. Facts. So a lot of us have a lot in common. grew up around people with the lifestyle I've always wanted, and now it's my turn to have it for myself. I love that. I actually was talking about that yesterday on the MVP call, that I see some people around successful people and they're not pissed off. They aren't pissed off. Every time I would see people around me that had the success, I'm just like, but why can't I do it? Like, I want that. It would piss me. I wouldn't get comfortable with where I'm at. Like, I'd want to be in their shoes. I want to get the car that they had. I want to live the life that they had, where they traveled every month and they can just get up and leave whenever they want. I wanted that. Right. So maybe it's time for you guys, you know, you guys are around network marketers that are successful. Some of you guys have been around people who are successful. I needed to piss you off. Okay. Because some of you guys are just like, yeah, that's my successful friend. And then I'm just here, not successful. Like, look at yourself like that. Like, I'm just here, not successful. But my friend is super successful. No, make it make sense. I am the average of the five. I will not be the one that's not successful. I will be the most successful person. Okay. So here's what I did that helped me become consistent on the right things. Okay. So there's three categories. I want you guys to write this down. And this is what's going to help you on what to focus on and stay consistently committed. And what you are consistently committed that is not serving you in growing in your business and having success, okay? So three categories on consistency that's going to help you to have success. First category, tasks that require no skill. Okay, write it down. Tasks that require no skill. Do you guys know what some tasks are that require no skill? Drop it in the chat. Something that everybody can do. Messaging, yep. What else? Talking to people, yep. What else? Talking on stories, yep. Posting, yep. I want you guys to write all of this down in that category, okay? That where it says tasks that require no skill. Answering emails, listen to videos. Yep. What else? Copying, pasting scripts and links, promoting calls. Yes. We have a whole board that's literally written out for you. All you got to choose is one script that goes with the message. That requires no skill, okay? Second category. So the first category is tasks that require no skill. Second category is tasks that help you master skills that pay. What are some tasks that will help you master skills that pay? Drop it in the chat. What are some tasks that help you master skills that pay? So some skills that pay is marketing, mastering the skills of marketing, mastering the skills of sales, mastering the skills of promoting. Yeah, training calls. So Sarah said training calls, write that down. Wealth Wednesdays, if you are in WFAB, or if you are in another network marketing company, whatever training calls you have with your company, okay? On sales, Daniel G's sales course is really good and it's really cheap. And some of these tasks, you're gonna have to invest in yourself to master these skills for yourself. Audiobooks, yes. Education on trades in the university. Yes. Yes. Okay. These are tasks that will help you master skills that pay. Okay. So these are the two categories that you guys need to start being consistent at. But the thing is, The second category, once you start mastering those skills, you will become better at the skills that require no skill. You'll have more results on the skills that don't, on the tasks that require no skills. Because you can message people long, but if you're doing the skill for it, it's going to be a little bit more resistant. But it's, you guys need to understand, the world operates as a numbers game. Do you guys know what I mean by that? So meaning, I always say, well, because people are always complaining. They're like, I can't find people. People won't sign up. I do find people, but then they quit. And I always say, go through the deck of cards to find you, and you'll find your ace. Why? Because this world operates as in numbers, okay? It's the average, what is it? The law of averages, okay? That's what it's called, the law of averages, okay? And when you talk to a certain amount of people, some, like for example, if you talk to 10 people, one person's gonna be interested. Even if your skills aren't the greatest, the more people you talk to, somebody's interested, okay? Let's say you out of 10, so for my ratio, it's probably four. So if I talk to four or five, one is always interested for sure. Why? Because my skills have increased, okay? But when I first started, my ratio was like 20-30. Every 20-30 people that I talked to, one would be. And that ratio goes lower when you work on the skills that pay. Okay, I want you guys to write this all down because this is facts, okay? I always say it, go through your deck of cards, you will find your ace eventually. And the more you work on the tasks that help you master the skill, the more you're getting closer to your ace. Okay, so if you're on, I always call it like level one. Let's say you just started and you're just getting sales, okay? Same thing, numbers game. Work on the tasks that help master skills that pay. The ratio will go lower and you'll attract an ace. Now, it's another thing when they come into the organization and they are like you. Because then you'll get people interested. I get so many people interested, but not everybody. I know, Avril, Cassie has been talking a lot about good things about you, by the way. We have to meet soon, okay? But that's what I mean. Yes, we're gonna meet soon. So as I was saying, then you get sales come in, you get people, but not everybody takes this serious, right? Not everybody, because that's just how the world works. Not everybody is meant to take the entrepreneurship serious, or they even have the characteristics to become an entrepreneur and live a great life, right? Not saying that people who don't choose entrepreneurship, a great life to them is different from what we think of as a great life. For us, it's like freedom. We want more freedom for ourselves. Some people, they're okay with what they have. And that's okay if that makes them happy. But for us, we're trying to attract the people that want more. And sometimes we attract people, but they do nothing, right? And so then they're like, but why can I attract somebody like me? Why can I attract somebody that's like matches my energy and sees the same vision? So again, you got to go through your deck of cards, go through your sales, you'll find your ace. And the closer you get to your ace is when you start to become and show up as a leader. As a leader, okay, in network marketing. When you start to show up as a leader, you will attract people who will take this industry serious. I always ask people, like people that I value like their advice and their feedback, I'll be like, what's the first thing you think about when you look at my page? And every time I would switch it up because I want to project my Instagram as I am a leader. I am someone moving the world, moving people. So sometimes I would get people be like, oh, like you're an influencer. And I would get so upset. I'm like, I don't want to look like an influencer, right? Because I'm not doing brand deals. Maybe if I was doing brand deals, yes. But I'm trying to grow a massive organization. So if I'm looking like an influencer, people are not going to take me serious and think that I can help people. So recently, without me even asking, actually yesterday, I was talking to someone and he was like, I don't know how the topic came up, but he's like, no, like, from your page is very intimidating for men to approach you, but you, it's because you come off as such a leader. Like, you can tell you're a leader. And I'm like, that's the best compliment I received all day. All day. I love that for me, you know? So that is the goal. You want to come off as like, I can lead people and I can move people and I'm motivating and I'm inspiring the masses, right? So that is, okay, so that's what I don't even know. I came off track with that one, but okay, two categories, tasks that require no skill, tasks that help you master skills. Put a little star on the side and understand that this world is a numbers game, okay? It is a numbers game. The more people you talk to, the closer you're getting to your aces. The ratio goes lower when you work on skills that pay. So instead of being out of 30 people you talk to, one is going to be interested. You want it to be out of 5 people you talk to, one is going to be interested, because you have mastered skills pay in marketing, in your branding, right? Your personal brand. You look like a leader. You look like you can help somebody. Okay. Third task, most important task, okay? Because yes, it is a very simple formula. Success, I said, is a very simple formula, but you know what makes it hard for human beings? Do you guys know what makes it hard for human beings? If you know, drop it in the chat. You know what makes success hard for human beings? Drop it in the chat if you don't. Drop it in the chat if you know. What makes success hard for human beings? What is, okay, so two people said fear, failure. What is that though? What is that like? Okay, so it's not, it's that, but like, how do I explain it? Like, so those are feelings. What are feelings? What are feelings? Emotions, exactly. That's what makes entrepreneurship hard, is our emotions. So especially for women, we got to get a hold of our emotions, okay? But men too, I always like, sometimes one guy called me out and said, but like, who said men are emotional? They just know how to hide it properly. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right. So that's the last category, mental tasks, okay? The last category to stay consistent is mental tasks, okay? Learn about your mind and learn how to control your mind. Learn emotional intelligence. This is just as important as the first and second category. Because without this, there's like no roadmap. Like when you don't have control over your emotions, there is no roadmap. You're literally going left. You're going in circles. You're going in circles because you're so emotional and your emotions are taking over you. There's nothing emotional about having success as an entrepreneur. Every decision that I made in my career in as an entrepreneur was logical. So you need to tap into logic, okay? And the thing is like, don't get me wrong, I'm emotional too, but I understand I'm very aware of when I'm emotional. And your emotions can literally make you feel like it's the end of the world. Your emotions can literally put you into stress, into anxiety, and the worst case scenario hasn't even happened yet, but you're feeling all the emotions of worst case scenario. That's how powerful your mind is. So this is, we need to start reading books, listening to audiobooks, and learning about how to master our emotions, understanding why aren't I as different? What's going on? What's making me, why do I, okay, the number one thing that a lot of people have asked me, How do you tap into the burning desire? I still struggle to answer this from now till this day. But maybe go read on a book on tapping into desire, on your burning desire, how to have urgency in your business. Tap into that. Why don't I have urgency in my business? Why am I so lazy? Like, what's going on? It's all has to do with the mind. So this is why the third task is so important, because thing is stopping you from taking action and urgent action right now. And you need to figure that out mentally. Like, what's the mental block? Right? So write down, okay. And then the last bonus, okay. These are the three categories that I use to make everything logical. See, this is all, this is not, and that sometimes, like, for example, I'll do this as well too, when I'm like stressed, or I'm like freaking out about something and I'm in my emotions, I tap back into my logic when I write things out like this. So like, for example, if I'm freaking out about a certain scenario, or like I'm stressed about something, I'll go into pity mode or a victim mode for a bit. And I'll be like, okay, whatever, go do a little pity party for a bit. But then when you come back, this is what I might tell myself. I come back, I'm like, okay, I understand that throwing a pity party is not going to solve any of my issues. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down three solutions or four solutions, whatever solutions there is. From the best solution to the worst solution, the last case scenario, like last solution that you don't, and all of the solutions might not be the solutions that you like right now, but you know, it's going to get you a step forward to the solution that you want. So I write it down. I see it. I'm like, it's not so bad. And it clears my mind and it makes me not emotional anymore. I'm like, okay, this is the solution I have to go with. Even if it's the solution I don't want, I'm going to have to do it. We're going to do it. And that's how I tap out of my emotions and get into logic. Because at the end of the day, entrepreneurs are problem solvers. They have a solution-based mindset. And if you're consistently going back into victim mode, pity party, oh, why me? This would happen to me. Why the hell would I do this? Blah, 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 blah. That doesn't do anything for you. So you need to discipline yourself and get into logic mode. And then write all this out so you can have a solution for your life, so that the reality that you want can disappear, because that's not the reality you want. You want a new reality. And by adding solutions, that's what's going to give you the reality, okay? The new reality that you want. Okay, last bonus category. Write down the things you are being consistent at that are not helping you have success. Write down the things you are being consistent at that are absolutely not helping you have success. And guess what? That list is probably going to be bigger than the ones that you guys were writing out with the other three categories. Okay? It's usually how it works. Trust me, I've done it before. So can you guys name a couple of things that you can list that you are currently being consistent at that are not helping you have success? That's not helping you. You're doing things, watching YouTube. What else? Scrolling. I know all of you guys scroll. Excuses. What else? What are we doing? What else are we doing? Laziness. Overanalyzing. That's a huge one. Overthinking. Making excuses. Procrastinating. Yes. Bed too early. Damn, I have issues going to bed like late, early. I want to go to sleep early, but Cassie, you wake up early anyway, so that's kind of like, is that still a bad thing? Yeah, exactly. You wake up early. Staying stuck in the past. Okay, yeah. What else? What else are we doing? So a lot of us, we do a lot controlling. We do we learn too much. Some of us, we learn too much. Some of you guys are on these Wake Up With WFAB calls and you think that this is how you're building your business. Okay, some of you guys are reading too many books, listening to too many audiobooks, and then not applying anything you learned. You know, I used to be that person. I was a professional learner. That's what you call them, a professional learner. I used to do this. And I realized I was learning, but I was not taking any action. And then when I realized, like, I actually have to start taking action, I'm like, that's like the you're jumping over the bridge. Like, you know, you're looking down and you're like, oh shit, I actually have to do this. I actually have to jump across the bridge. Yeah, that's how it feels like when you start to take action on the things you've learned. Okay. So now what I do is I don't overlearn. I learn the things that I know I'm struggling in, right? Sometimes it's on leadership. So I'll read a book on leadership. Or I'll open up. I won't read the whole book. I'll look for the information that I need to help me on my leadership, and I'll look for that chapter. I'll learn it, apply it right away. If it has to do with marketing, apply it right away. I don't learn stuff on leadership, I learn stuff on marketing and sales all at once, because then I forget everything. I pick a subject that I know I'm struggling in. I learn it and I apply it, implement it right away. Okay, so writing down the things you are being consistent at that are not helping you have success, perspective on, okay, when am I out the day? Am I scrolling too much? You will become more aware that you are scrolling too much. You will become more aware that you are overlearning and not applying. You will become aware of when you're throwing yourself a pity party. That's me. I know when I'm throwing myself a pity party, because I used to do it all the time. And then I stopped myself and I'm like, Jazz, this never got you anywhere. This is why, you know, you were broke for 25 years. And after 25 years, you freaking made it. Okay. But I always would be the victim, and I will always give myself a pity party, and it did nothing for me. So I'm very aware when I go back into it, and then I have to write everything out so I can jump into logic and jump and be a solution-based person. Okay, so these are the three categories plus a bonus one, so four categories. First one, tasks that require no skills. This is what we have to start being consistent at every single day. For now, what you lack in skill, you do in numbers. What you lack in skill, you do in numbers. Have a list of people you're gonna reach out to every single day. Have a follow-up list. Engage and network with people every single day. So, and I'm not going to give you a number, because some people, like, for example, Sabrina, she'll do 200 people, but some people might not be, like, that's not their thing, right? So maybe 20 people a day will work out for you. Or maybe you are that person that wants to talk to 200 people. That's why I never give a number, because as long as you're talking to people every single day, like, at least you're doing the task. And then once you become consistent at that, then you up the number, and then you go to 50, and then you go to 100, and then you go to 200. But if you know you cannot do 200 and you're not staying consistent at that, start with 5 people a day. If you stay consistent for a week, up the number. Start talking to 10 people a day, 20 people a day. The key thing is to implement these consistent habits, okay? And then while you're doing that, you are staying consistent at mastering skills that pay, so that the ratio goes smaller, gets smaller. Like I said, if you are talking to 30 people and only one is interested, that means you have to grow your skill set. You have to start work on your skills. And once you start working on your skills and you start to see that number go lower, every 10 people, one person becomes interested. That's how you know your skill is growing. Okay. And last thing, mental tasks. Okay. Make sure this is so important, because your mindset will make you tap out of the game. And that's why people quit. You know, people only quit because of their emotions, because of their mindset, because they don't think they can do it. Because they talk themselves out of it. That's all mental. That's all, like, that's all in the mind. So please have a strong mental toughness. Grow mental toughness in this business. Okay, start reading books like the four, for me, like the one that did everything for me was the Four Agreements. That's what really made me master my emotions and how to look at people, how to perceive people, and like how to not take anything personal. So books like that, there's us. I know Tilt has read us Cybernetics, right? Psycho Cybernetics, that book, yeah. So that's a good book as well too, to like tap into like getting emotionally intelligent and master, like understanding your mind and why, how it works. So Psycho Cybernetics, Becoming Supernatural by, what's his name again? He's a good one, Joe Dispenza. Yes. So if you're not a book person, I'm not a book person. I do audiobooks. So I do audiobooks or I do TikToks on Joe. Like I'll learn everything from Joe Dispenza on TikToks, through his TikToks, TikTok videos. Okay. Just learn about your mind every single day. Become consistent at this. And then be very aware of what you are being consistent at that is not helping you have success. That's what's stopping you from having success. So you need to replace the things that are not helping you with the things that are going to help you. Okay. So this is how you become consistent properly on the things that you want to achieve and accomplish. I think that's pretty much it. I think this is what a lot of people have problems with, is the consistency part. This is how you will start seeing results when you start to like all of these tasks in the categories. And then I want to see it. If this helps you guys out, please let me know and let me know what new habits you implement this week. Okay, let me know, tag me. Maybe go take your followers on a journey with you. Like that's what I would do. I'd be like, this week, I'm gonna learn how to be consistent on the right things so that I can have massive success. Okay, come on this journey with me. The first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna learn about marketing, mastering my skill, increasing my skills on marketing. Followers on a journey with you. Okay, people love that. People can relate to that. Yes. Let me see what's going on here. By the way, guys, I am sweating. I am sweating. I have sauna right now. It's freaking hot. I came outside, so I'm not so loud inside. So I came out. Side thinking of back is sweating right now. And I'm in silk. I'm in a silk pajama. Great. I love that for me. Oh yeah, Lisa, you're here in Miami. It's hot. I'm going to the pool right after this. No, I'm gonna get a Starbucks actually. I'm so thirsty for coffee. Okay, guys, kill it. Let me know what you guys do this week. Let me know what habits you are consistently doing. Okay. I love you guys. I'll see you guys next Monday. And let's see what you guys do. Okay. With consistency. I love you guys. Have a beautiful Monday. Bye, guys.